Gemara, that on Yimon Beis, in Chayovin Alein of the Esmika. A proper Ikrach is Tuach. A proper Esmika to visit his Esmika, Tan, Tuach. Omar, Ike Chubim Rabban Hoche, Ezo Akablat. So either is it. I'm talking here, so I want to recover from him. Omale Aisabste, Ike Hoche Chubim Rabbanon, Virav Shmuel Shmei, Vitone Masnik. So a certain elderly lady said, there is a Talmud Chof, his name is Rav Shmuel, and he's a big Lamdi, he Rabo Ditele Kabosa. So may it be that you should be like him. That's what the elderly lady told Rav Papi. Omam, Bo Chale Migavei, Shmamine Yerushamayim. In other words, since an ordinary elderly woman, you know, is using him as a symbol, of as a prototype of an Odom Gogol, so it's a raya Yerushamayim. In other words, he only wanted to be sure that he's Yerushamayim. I mean, in other words, how about being a Talmud Chacham? That he had no stake in Talmud Chacham. But maybe he's not Yerushamayim. So the fact that an ordinary, elderly woman used him as a prototype of broche, that's a raya that he's a Yerushalayim. Ozle gabe. Romelei ture. So he was mechabedim with the meat of an axe. Romelei masnis na'adol. So Rav Shmuel estikash. Not in Chayovim aleim al bi yasmik dosh vein seyofin aleim satrumo. Mitishit moso sofi. Alme misveike misafim antrum. So he sees, since the kusim are only sofik beilinis, not vadai beilinis, sofik tom. So mele we cannot be seir. Because to be seirif, trumo, teiro, is an isa. Mishmeres trumeis, but not allowed. But if it's trumet meyo, vadait meyo, so then it's a mitzvah to be nisu. But if it's a sofik, so mele, it's teiri, usual, it's teiri. Teiri means we are not allowed to use it, but we can burn it. So we see from here, from this Mishnah, since the kusim are only sofik beilinidei, sofik meyim, so mele, if they touch, if they handle truma, we don't burn the truma, because maybe they're not made. So mele, the truma is still teiro, and we're not allowed, there's a nisa. Mishmeres Remesa is a nisa. So then the kashi is, al meni sveikel is afim truma, virimine al shisho sveikes, seyafin esa truma, al sofi big de amore. So Teisa says, and all the Rishonim say, that the Kashi is not here. The Mishnah says that since it's only Sofit Be'el Nido, so Meli Natsirik, and here we find on certain Sveikas that we do burn, that's no Kashi. Because certain Sveikas, the Chachomim or Misake, that we should burn. How is it the certain Sveikas? So the Chachamim said, we should burn it. We should burn it. After all, there's an Isa of Mishmeres Remesa, you're not allowed. It's an Isa Darais. To be Mi'abit, Truma, Teirom. So if it's Sofik, maybe Kalakishma is Gali, it's Doria. So then I'm able to Isa Darais. How is it that the Chachamim, certain Sveikas, they said, we have to burn it. The answer is this. If something is only sofik tomei, so then we're not allowed to burn it. We're not allowed to burn it because there is a nisa to burn truma teo, which is an aristomation. But suppose something is vadai tomei mirabon. How then we do burn it? But the question is, since there is a nisodaraisa of nisnerach tomeisa, not be ma'abit homoteiro, if something is vadai tomei mirabon, midaraisa it's vadai tomei. So how can the Chachamim say that we should burn it? It's a nisodaraisa. The answer is, it doesn't make any difference whether it's just a midaraisa or it's just a midaraisa. The Aloch Mishmeres Chomeisa applies only to a truma that can be nechal. But if the truma cannot be nechal b'teres vadai, what difference does it make? Whether it's a midaraisa or sea or midaraisa. And when something is also midaraisa, so it doesn't mean that midaraisa, if he does it, so it's a tzaddik. Midaraisa means he's an avaya. The more in Yibome says, Koleiver al the Chachomim is Niko Rosh. It's not the Rosh to be postulated Miraisi, because they will require a special type of a Rosh. A Rosh or Navir of Chomos, Ganet Galvan, or a Rosh or Navir of Sheikh Malkus. Not Stam Rosh is not postulated. But when somebody is Eiver, and Nisad Rabbonim Bimezi, he's a Rosh. So it's not he's a Rosh Mi Rabbonim and Midraisi that he is a tzaddik. No such thing. Since the Chachomim of the Keah to ourselves, and the Smicho will be so Ramin, whether they call it the Rambam according to the Ramban, according to the Rambam, Mamishid Ralav. According to the Ramban, he's not Mamishid Ralav. But the Gemara says, Asmucha Lisoso, so what? Not asmachte. What does it mean? Everything that the Chachomim or Misakim is ichetze of Teire, midereise. So mele, the Ramban is made. The Ramban is only chilik and the Ramban. Where is it called the Ramban? If somebody eats below it to a sedai, he's either love the reise, mamish. Mamish either love the reise. The Ramban is not either love the reise. But ishem chilte yes midereise. If somebody does not eat a rabbonon, so we don't say he's mechuyev to do tshuva mi rabbonon. There's no such thing. That is inconceivable. He is midraisi rosh. He's not postulated, but midraisi is rosh. Koleiver al div chachomim, so nikra rosh ed gmore esikashe. Koleiver al div chachomim nikra kodesh. Vi umishe eineiver al div chachomim, so. So we say about the Chachamim Kodesh, Kohen Kain the Chachamim Nika Kodesh, we know as a Kashi, because we say about the Chachamim, so Kodesh should do the Nikro, Rosh and Hamel Nikro, Big Mio, so in other words, is it about Posh, he's a Rosh, but he's a Rosh, but he's a Rabbonin Rosh, and he's a Rosh, and he's a Rosh, there's no sense, that wouldn't make sense. So, see, according to the he's midraise achilte, because of risoso. But according to Ramban, he's not even risoso. Then asmechu al risoso, but Ramban is made it. If somebody is chili kambes nagod mehid rabon, to be even risoso. Let's say, suppose bez nagod u paskin tishayli mukze, in shvusim, in shabes, in shmiyas narayes. Then one comes chochem would be chilek on them, so he would be either the lab of the sosa. He's not the chayev misses chilek as he's of mamre because that has certain prerequisites. Dovash is the nikoril, he's a chatos also. So sometimes he chayach even the rabbonon if it can in the long run result in an afkminin chorus, but he certain evil is also. Why is evil Lisoso? The answer is, but Lisoso is only on Divrei Torah. The answer is, either Rabbonon is a Chetz of Torah Midraisa. Let's say there is a Nisa Dvorin Shebal Pi at Rasher in Bechsav. So, in of Mukze, you're allowed to be him on Bechsav. And the Mitzvah of Talmud Torah only applies to the Raises. And to Misekas Beitzes, so it doesn't apply, I mean, it would be nonsense. It's a Chetz of Torah Midraisa. Well, how do we know it's Chesed Tehillim? I see, because of the parasha of Ketira Shiroha, and we saw so. So any takoni, so that the Znagodlo, Chazal, and Misakim becomes incorporated into the Torah Shebaal Peh and becomes a chepz of Torah Midraise. And mele, if somebody will be chilek and beznagodl, in a drabonon, mukze, he'll be able to also midraise. So mele, he's a chilke midraise, he's a roshe midraise. So mele, certain tumes, which originally are a sofik. So it's a sofik from the midraise on that which is sofik. But midrabonon, it's vaday tomer. That's right, yeah. Mid Rabbonon it's Vadai Tomei. So Mimele, since it cannot be Nechal, it's Vadai, not it's Sofi. In the Raise, so it's Sofi. So if Kvapishma is Galye, it was not Nikno. So it's not Tomei. But Mid Rabbonon it has a Din of Bitteres Vadai. So Mimele, the Chachomim won't be Sakein, that we can burn it. But that is up to the Chachomim. So certain Sveikes, the Chachomim decided that Vadai should have a din of Tomei. Mimele, there is no Yisr of Mishmeres from Eisai. And certain Sveikes, the Chachomim were not Misakei, that it should have a din of Midrabonon of Tomei Bivadai. So Mimele, you're not allowed to be saying. Because if something is Sofik Tomei, you're not allowed to be Seir. But if something is Vadai Tomei, even if the Vadai Tomei is Midrabonon, it doesn't matter. So maybe there is no Yisr of Mishmeres from Eis.
Mishmeres from Eis means something which could be used.
That's right, it could be used. Alright, so, but the Kasha of the Gemara is, so Tesis points out. Now the Gemara is asking, how is it that here it says, it's not Seyafim because it's the Asofit Be'el Nideh. And we have other Sveikes that were Seyafim. So the Chachomim, Womisake in certain Sveikes. So we are Seyaf, certain Sveikes are not Seyaf. But the Kashi is, Tumas Amhoretz is mentioned as one of the Sveikes where the Chachomim Womisake Tuma Bivadai. Even though the Tam is Asofit. Why are the Chachomim misakin tume an Amoretz? Because there is a chosh in Amoretz, it's not Zoya, in Tare, so there is a chosh. So that's the tam, that's in the background. But then the Chachomim were misakin tume bivadai. So in Mele we can be saved. So Tumas Amoretz, the Chachomim were gezer, Tumas Zovit, an Amoretz, we are saved. So here the Mishnah says that if he kusi handled a trume, so you're not serei. So there are two problems with the kusi. One is on the raiser level, bitirasofik. Maybe is a bail needle. That's only sofik on the raiser level. But then every kusi, except if the kusi chover, an exceptional kusi, every kusi in Astan is an amoretz also. Amoretz also. So Mimele, what is an Amoretz? Amoretz is Mishen Leib Mikra, the Leib Mishne, the Leib Deracheretz. I mean, so is an Amoretz. So from the point of view of the Sofik Tumei Deraisa Mitzad Be'el Nideh, we cannot be said. But Tumas Amoretz, the Mishne says, the Chachomim Mo Misakein Sreif, because on the Rabbonon level, it says it to me bivadai. So mele, we should be saying the tares that the kutsi handled on the basis of the tumas amoretz, not on the basis of tumas sopik beil nideh. We cannot be saying, but on the basis, but every kutsi is an amoretz also. So they should require straight and it's a tumas amoretz. That's the kasha. Kommen mas tut aber. Nan khayol mal der des mit der schwitze fall der hat tromo nicht mit mo so so viel. Au mi sveke is auf in tromo. Wir mine au schische sveke sehr von es hat tromo. Au so viel big der amore. So hier der kusi is also am horet. So let's require Sreife because of Tumas Amoret. Omar Apope, Yehi Rabe, Dilisachel, Haiture, Lishalme. Hochem Mayaskinon, Beikusi Chover. I mean, it's not my concern, is, but just on an Ashkofa level, I mean, it's amazing, this Gemara. In other words, he only wanted to be sure that that Talmid Chochem Rav Shmuel was a real Yirei Shamayim. And then he was so impressed with him because of Yirei Shamayim that he wanted that that he should be eaten Lishalme. I mean, why? Because he was not just a Talmud Chochem, but a special Yirei Shamayim. That we see from this Gemara. Hochem Me'asinon Beikusi Chover. In other words, Inochnan Mitzat Tumas Amoret, he should require Seife. But not every Kusi has a Din of Amoret. There are Kusi who do not have the status of Amoret. Kusi Chover. So the Gemara says, Kusi Chover, they only, that's what Rapope says. Kusi Chover, so Rav Shmuel said to him, Kusi Chover b'yomide mashvus leih. If he's a Kusi Chover, so he wouldn't even be suffered b'yomide. So Teisa says, what does Teisa say? Rav Papi say? V'yu sova, shu chover l'chom l'yoy da'ome, u'boze sova l'asis b'teif. In other words, Rav Pope held, no, he still can be a chover. What does a chover mean? A chover means, kusi chover means, the kusi didn't believe in the Torah Shabbat Pei. Didn't believe in the Torah Shabbat Pei. And the Tzdukim also, so it was, the kusi before the Chachonim or Gezer, Aleihem, that they should have a din of goyim, so they were like the kusim in Mazel, like the tzdukim in Mazel. The Rambam says that in Perek Vov Milchas Avodah, because the tzdukim don't believe in Torah Shebaal Peh, and the kusim didn't believe in Torah Shebaal Peh. They only believe in Torah Shebaal Sam, they didn't believe in Torah Shamesim. They're not mamim, but they didn't have a din of mumrim, because as the Rambam says, regarding the kusim, if tzdukim do by susim shech. And the achirim rein eison, so then it's kosher. Shein isha shchitoson elod mishit, because maybe they will not do it properly. But somebody supervises them, so the shchit is kosher. Now the aloch is man chal shabbat hareshi, the Rambam says, not keres. So even if he shechts it properly and the achirim rein eison, but he has the psu of an akum, so the male ishtoson evele. And the Rambam himself says, no, Cheshuve, no different between somebody who is Kefan Teresh Basab or is Kefan Teresh Baal Peh. Some male is also not Kefan. So why does the Rambam say that if Achirin Reini is on the Shvitz is Kshayo? So the Bishyose mentions two Gersoyes in the Perush HaMishnah. I mean, two separate Madures. In one Madure, the Rambam says, let's say in our Gersi, in the Pirush HaMishnah Chum, the Rambam says that if it's Duki Sheach Tzim, if it's Achim Rei Neison, so it's Tosh Nebele, because he did not care. Because he don't know. But then the Pesh Yosef mentions another Nusche of the Pirush HaMishnah Chum, where the Rambam says just the reverse. So they do not, the two Madures of the Rambam are not in conflict with each other, because the Rambam says in his memory that the Rambam there discusses the Allah, but in the Maile, it only applies to Tzadik Baisus, who kof ha-betei or tchilo, but those who are raised, so they have a din of Tim Shemishbo, so they have a din of bonus, so they do so that, so in the Chuyiv Lach Yesom, and the din of Nadim Lemailin doesn't apply to them, but the same Allah applies to the din of Mumer. Only an Apikeres who is not a Kinnik Shemishbo has a din of Mumer Chatere Kule and Shritos Nebele. Platon Apatiris, as it's mentioned in each book, so does not have a din of a mumer. He does not have a din of a mumer. He does not have the psul of an akum. So the Rambam, in our Gilse, has in Pirush HaMishneh, has reference to Itzduki, who was Kefer B'Tirish Baal Petrilo, who wasn't raised by parents Itzduki, but who joined them. He was raised by parents who are Maminim Bateo, and then he joined them. So then, like Tzodiko Baisus, so then it is a Mumer, Mashein King, the Rambam Yilchazoko, and the Rambam that the Bes Yosef mentions, he has reference to Itzduki, who was raised by parents Duki. So he has a din of the Dinei Shemishbo. So in other words, so the Kusin that we see, that the Gemara only says they have a din of a Maratzin, but they don't have a din of a Pekosin, because usually they are Dinei Shemishbo, like this Duki. And that's why the Rambam says that the Akosha Leides Midaraisa, and even Midrabonon, if it's a Kusi, it's Duki Chover, it's Akosha Leides. But even it's Duki, Stam's Duki is Akosha Leides Midrabonon, because he's Ligorat and an Amoret. But it's Duki Chover, or Kusi Chover, means he's not a minor, but he doesn't have the Shem Roshet because he's a Dinei Shemishbo. But he's a gentleman, he has the acharetz, I mean, he doesn't show chutzpah tos chazak. So mele, Rav Pope said, Rav Pope held, that it can be a kusi chover and still be a sofit beunir. So Rav Shmuel said, how is it possible? Monefshech, if he's a kusi chover, it means, all right, he's not a man, but he's a gentleman, he's about the acharetz. So if he's a Baal D'Acheret, some Mele, even though he doesn't believe in the Torah Shebaal Peh, but he wouldn't do it. As the Gemara says about the Zdukim, so, Afal Pishen, Shei Zdukim, and Misiores Naprusim. Misiores Naprusim doesn't mean afraid they'll be fired from the job. Misiores means Yeres HaKobet. They have respect. So Rav Shmuel says, Kusi Chover Beirun, Dimash Veslei, Monefshech. If he is choshev to be a Beirunido, in other words, to act out his own deus cases, in spite of the fact that he knows that it's against the Masera of Tera Shebaal Peh. So that means there is a diminution in his Acharet, because if he had the Acharet, even though he's not a Maimi, and he's an onus, and the fact is not aligned. But out of respect for the Rabbonon, he should not act like according to his emunah. You know, even Ben Gurion said, he told his friends, you know, in the Matai, he said that they shouldn't make an issue over certain halachas, because an Orthodox Jew, he cannot be Michal Shabbos. An Orthodox Jew cannot eat Reife, but a Friarly can listen Kosher Echad. I mean, there's nothing wrong in a Friarly eating kosher. So in other words, so Rav Shmuel held, I mean it, I'm not just saying it as a joke. So Rav Shmuel held, how can it be that he's a Kusi Chover? A Kusi Chover means that he has the Acharetz. He's not a Mayim. All right, he's an honest. But he has the Acharetz. What kind of a Baal D'Acheretz is he if he's Be'el and Nido? Because according to his Kire, not a Nido. But he shouldn't, if he has the Acharetz, if he's Mishorim in Afrusim, if he has the Acharetz for the Prusim, so he shouldn't do it. Even though, according to the Muni, he's allowed to do it. After all, an Apikiris can observe Shabbos too. I mean, nothing wrong in somebody who is a Kefir in not doing a certain Misa. So, and the fact that the Mishnah says, the Sofit Bayonida, apparently the Mishnah deals with a kusi who is not a real balda acheres. If he's not a real balda acheres, you can't call him a kusi chada, because the fact that he's a lam, that doesn't make him a kusi chada. There is one reformer by Pittsburgh. We studied in Slavotsky, and he's a Boki Bishas, and they write Chayos Yitzhubes, but he can be called a Zduki Choda Chas Vishole. Zduki Choda means, first of all, that reform rabbi is one reform rabbi who's not a Tzinnik Shemishbo. Most of them are Tzinnik Shemishbo, but his name is Pittsburgh, a reform rabbi. He's a Boki Bishas, he writes Chures. I even saw one Chure he wrote, the Chutzpah, he practiced. So he wrote the tshuva. Somebody asked him, a certain woman got married by a reform rabbi. He was in Sadak Dushan, the reform rabbi. And then she got divorced, she got a court divorce, a civil divorce. And but she doesn't have the Jewish divorce. Doesn't have a Jewish divorce. Not even a conservative or reform. That's why the Shiloh was admitted. Just the civil divorce. No Jewish divorce, not even a reform divorce. They also render, Jewish divorces. But this woman didn't have. Is she allowed to get married? So the Tzvias, so he mentions, he quotes the tshuva from Ramesha Feinstein. Was Matia, a woman who was married by a reform rabbi, a conservative rabbi, and then she didn't have a get. So Ramesha Feinstein was not here because they didn't absolutely this. So he says, without a get. So he says, Ramesha Feinstein is not. Well, he is Duke Choda. He is a big Savoie. He's not his Duke Choda. So his Duke Choda means someone who is Monsieur in a person. So this is what Rafael said. Stuki Chodver, they only the mash for slave. Why not at all? He's not minding in Tirish about Pes, only Mele. According to him, he's not in Ide. In other words, he's not in Ide. And can start counting on the seventh day. Ide can be developed according to the Kusum. Gim Shepeskis be Mashlemes Lemin and Shivo. Mashlemes Lemin and Shivo. But and that's how it begins. The answer is, if he's a chaver, he has a cheres for pusim, he wouldn't do it. Theoretically, he thinks it's all right, but if he's a chaver, he wouldn't do it. That would be an example because of chaver. But for the hell, no, he might still be about a cheres. So maybe it's because of chaver, but he thinks that he's acting right. He is acting according to Acharet. Ubevzei soba lasu b'tei. V'chein abayis. Alright. So he said, Hachem askin l'kuz chodah. That's what Rafopa said. So, Rav Shmuel said to him, kuz chodah b'yomiyemash v'slei shavki. V'yosu l'kamei d'Rav Sime Barash. Omolei maitayme l'mash v'slei. So Rav Sime Barash said to him, you could have given him another talent. Kashe of Rav Shmuel was. Here the Mishnah says we are not here because on Sofik Trumo, Sofik Bayonido, so Sofik we are not here, but he's also an Amhoretz, and that means Rabbonon is a Tumas Vada, and we are here, so let it be here because of the Tumas Amhoretz. So, my time Mishanis Lei, because he said Tobal, the Olo, the Doras, al Big Yehoda. So there are two Yosoyes. It's very important. Our Gilsa is because the way it appears, and that's apparently the Gilsa of Rashi and Tesvis, but the Ramban and the Rashbo and the Litvo and the Ram, they mention other Gilsa. So, but our Gilsa is because she toval the Olo the Doras al Big the Chover. In other words, so the Oslo Big the Chover of the Nogu Bitruma. So in other words, when the Mishnah says we are not seiris, the taris that the kusi handled, so it doesn't have reference to a regular kusi who was not evil. So a regular kusi was not evil, So then we are saying the targets that he handled. Because of the Tumas Amhoretz, with the Rabbonimitz, is Bitteres Vadai. So we are saying it. But the Mishnah is reference to it, Kusi, who went through it. So we may learn, as far as the Tume Vadoi of Tumas Amhoretz is concerned, the Chachomim or Gezer Tumas Zobim and Stam Kusi, so that was Bok. The person like Izab, who is stable, so he's not Tomei anymore. But there is a possibility that he is a Beil Nido, and if he is a Beil Nido, so he can also be Tevil, but he has to count 7 days. He has to count 7 days. Maybe when he went Tfilei, it was not after the 7 days. Maybe it was still within the 7 days. So Mimele is a Sofi Beil Nido, so in spite of the fact that he had a Tfilei, he's still Tomei. But that Tfilei, that Tumei, is only Sofik Tumei, not a Vadai Tumei. Even with Rabbonim, it's not a Vadai Tumei. So Mimele, we cannot be saying the Tavos that he had. Because he Shetobal, V'Yolo, V'Doras, Al Bigdei Chova. So he was taken. And then he stepped on Bigdei Chova. So in so far as the... So from this Gemara, from this Gilsa, it's mashma that when the Chachomim, and there is a Machlech Sveshenim on it, when the Chachomim or Gezer, Tumazovim and Amhoretz, Tumazovim, it's a Rasvara, Tumazovim, so they were Gezer not only that an Amhoretz should be Mitame, be Magoi, anybody who touches, whom he touches, or anything that he touches, but just as his are. A Zav is not only Mitami Magoi, the Mishka B'meishav of the Zav is also Tomei. So mainly it's Mashma from this Gilsa in Gemara that when the Chachomim were Gezer, Tuma Zovim and Amhoretz, so the Gezer not only did the Amhoretz be Gufe can be Mitami with Rabbah, when he touches someone or he touches something, but that the Mishka B'meishav of the Amhoretz has the same din as the Mishka for Meshav of a real Zav. If the Mishka, if what is the Mishka of the bed or the chair or any beged upon which the Zav lay or he stepped, a net on which he stood. So that's in Medrash of the Zav, so that's an Amhoretz. It's an Amhoretz. So that it appears from this Gemara that the Medrash of an Amhoretz is also an Amhoretz. Because the Gemara, according to our girl, say, "Bikusi shetoval v'yola v'doras al b'gdechover v'yozlu b'gdechover v'nogu b'trumo." Im ishum tumas amoretz otovale. Implication being, but suppose he wasn't tevel, then the b'gdechover, which was not a medras tamei before, becomes a medras tamei, becomes an avatume. Why? Because the Amhoretz, the Kusi, so stepped on it. So what is that? So yes, that's right. That means, so only because before he stepped on the Biyochover, he went through it. So mele the Tumas Zobi of the Amhoretz was spoke out with the Tfilah. And so mele the big Biyochover upon which the Kusi, the Amhoretz stepped, does not become a medrazav, but had he stepped before he went tefillah, then the heretofore bigdei chover would become affected with the tume of medrazav. So it's a raya from this gemara, according to this gemara, that the chachomim applied all the tumes of his zav to Amhoretz, not only ligabei the Amhoretz bigufei should have the status of Izar, but even the Medras of the Amhoretz should have the status of a Medrasav. Because if, let's say, the Arishanim say, Rabbi Natan has our years and still he explains, we'll soon see. Actually, there are three shittes of Arishanim. We gather the scope of Tumas Amhoretz. One shiti is that the Tumas Amhoret, it's not a shit of most Hashem, but there is such a shit of Hashem, the Ramban mentions it, that Tumas Amhoret is the same as Tumas Amhoret, in regard to everything, in regard to the goof of the Amhoret. So when he touches someone or touches something, he becomes done just as if he's out, the real Zav touches someone, because it's Zav Bigufe is an abatome. Some male and Amhoret Bigufe Midrabonon is also an abatome. So if he touches an Odon, the Odon becomes a Rishon. If he touches a Kele, so he becomes a Rishon. Becomes a Rishon. But even just as the Medres of his Zav is an abatome, so the Medres, there is one Shit Rishon, the Medres of an Amhoret is also an abatome. And the pashtus of this was not more according to this Gilse tends to indicate that. Because here the Gemara says, Hochem Mayaskinon, my time was shining for me, Kusi Shetoval, the all of the doors are to be Hover. Only Toval. But if not Toval, so the moment he's there is out of the Hover, the here to fall with the Hover becomes a metre Zab, a metre stomach. So it's a raya that. The Medrash of an Amhoret has the din of the Medrash of Ida. But here you stay there. So he doesn't, so the Tumas Amhoret was spoken. But if he hadn't been there, so his Medrash would be Mitame. And just as if Zav is Mitame Beheset, so an Amhoret is also Mitame Beheset. He has the same status as Isaac in respect to Tume Bigufe, and in respect to the Mishka from Eishab, and in respect to the Hesed of Ramon. That's one shite. Then there is another point, another shite, on the contrary, that an Amhoret by himself has no Tume Zav, no Tume. And if he's not married, so then he has no tumazov. But the Chachomim or Misake, that he has to be considered as tumaz, to have tumazovim if he's a married amoret. So in other words, see, if he's a married amoret, so then there is always a possibility that he said that the bgodim he wears, so his wife, while she was in Edo, after all, they're not Zoya. So his wife, while she was in Edo, so she sat on, she lay on his jacket, she lay on his godim. So mele, the tume of Namhoret is only because shemo ishte yoshva aleihem kishe in Edo. But it's not, but if he's an unmarried Amhoret, and a married Amhoret, so then he has no tume. It's the other shita, the other part. And then there is the shita of Rabbeinu Tam, the shita of Rabbeinu Tam, that an Amhoret, even an unmarried Amhoret, has tumazovit, but not the whole tumazovit, but just the Gabi Magoi, but not the Gabi, the Mishkaf Meishav of the Amhoret, that's not Mitame. And the Hesed of the Amhoret is not Mitame. So that's a Mitame Shite. And the Ramban says, it's a very strange Shite. Where do we find Tumel Chatzoy? All right, it's in the Rabbonon, Hei Momro Vim Momro. But where do we find even on the Rabbonon level Tumel Chatzoy? Anyway, so we have three Shite. One Shite is that the Chachomim or Gezer and Amhoret, the whole Tumah of Zav, in respect to Magoye Bigufei, and in respect to the Mishkaf of Meishaf of Amhoret, and in respect to the Hesed of Amhoret. Like he fools out, same way, no difference whatsoever. Then we have the other Shite, the other pole, that Mitzad Atzmei Amhoret does not have any Tumah of Zav. And if he's not married, so he's not Mitzad. But if he's married Amhoret, then the Chachamim were geizer tume because of the possibility that the ishtei mido set on his body. So mele they became metres. Nido, metres nido is like metres av, so it's nabatum. But if there is no shoshe or possibility of his wife, if he's not married, then amoretz is not mitam. Then we have the middle shita, the shita from the tam, that amoretz mishad atzme is tamei, even if he's not married, but only ligabi my goy bigufe is mitamei. But the heset is not mitamei, and the mishka from meishav is not mitamei either. But Ramban has, where do we find tumul hatzoyim? So the answer is, because here the Chachamim are misaking tumul hatzoyim, because in gezerin zero al tzibor al gerid atzibor achir lamidbo, if the Chachamim would be misaking that they should have all the tumah, so it would be a great hardship for the tzibor. So mele the Chachamim are misaking tumah zovim l'gabi amoretz, l'gabi magoi b'gufei, not l'gabi hesed, not l'gabi mishkaf meshed. But from the Russian of the Gemara, from the Girsay, our Girsay, it's mashma, that amoretz applies even the mishkaf meshed on amoretz. He has a din like a melos of zav, because the Gemara says, kusi shetoval v'ol avidoras. Implication being, it's not Toval, and then Doras al B'Yuchover, so then the B'Yuchover, apart from the Shaila of Sofik Beonide, so it becomes a Medrazav. V'Ozlu B'Yuchover, V'Nogu B'Trume, Dim Yishim Tumas Samhoretz of Ovore. Oh, but there is another possibility, maybe it's a Beonido. And if he's a boy leader, but a boy leader can also be tabled betoya. If he stayed there 7 days after the he was bailing him. But we don't know whether the tefillah was after the 7 days or it was within the 7 days. So mele, it's a sophic bail leader. And it's a spec staker too. Because one sophic is maybe he never became a Bayon Nido, because the Kusim, generally, they observed the Yisrael of Nidus. And when they realize that she's a Nido, so they're not Bayon Nido. But sometimes in their own misguided view, so she's not a Nido already, because they consider a Damiorek also as Dam Tomei. So mele, in their view, it might have been already after the 7 days, and then the game should be second base, so they count. So I'll begin still not all its villa. So we have this flexing. Maybe this kusi was never Bail Nido. And assuming that he was Bail Nido, maybe it's already after the 7 days. Some mele, it's next week, so we are not saying. What's the pshat? Why is next week? Implication being, if it had been Sophic, we would be saying, but how can we be saying when it's Sophic, after all, there is a miss of the rice without the mesai? The answer is, if it had involved only one Sophic, so just as the Chachamim or Misaki, we are saying from the tomb of Namoretz, where there Midrash says it's not in Sopitam. But Midrabonon, it's Vadai Tomei, so male there is no selfish birth from Esai. So the Chachamim would have been sacking Tume Vadois if it had involved only Sopitam and not Svek Sveike. So then the Chachamim would have been sacking Tume Vadois, so male there wouldn't be any Esai to be saved. But since it involved the Svek Sveike, so the Chachamim were not misakin Tume Viteres Vadai, and only Viteres Sofik, so it's his next stage, so you're not here. The Oslo, oh, my time will be Shana Slei, because he should have all of the Doras of the Yehovah, Tfios would be the Chava Binogu be Truma. Di Mishum to Mam Samore Chatovale. Di Mishum Bailing a Safik Bob Bikolev, Safik Lebel Bikolev. Di Mishum Bailing a Bikolev, Safik Shlomos Yorek, Safik Loy Shlomos. Bahabe Svek Sveke. Vas Vek Sveke Luis Afim Trum. Then the Gemara is another Kashi. Di Tei Tuklei Mishum Big the Amor. In other words, all right. So in other words, there is no Shreife of the Taras that the Kusi handled, on the basis of the Tumas Amhoretz, of the Guf Amhoretz. But the regular Amhoretz or regular Kusi, so the Reish Godin is not naked. Some male sins that the Chachomim or Gezi, Tumas Zovin, again, from this Kasha Gemara, it's also Mashma. And the Tlamir Mishini mentioned that the Chachomim or Gezi, not only the Tumas Zovin